When Juno Dr. Norvin Perez applied to the state board that licenses marijuana businesses late last year, board member Mark Springer had this question for the doctor.
I'm trying to think how to put this. Have you ever suggested cannabis or cannabis products as something that one of your patients might want to consider?
Yes, the doctor replied, but less than 10 times. There was concern on the board that the doctor's Juno medical clinic and pot business would be intertwined. Not so, he said. The two might share the same address, but they'd have separate entrances and keep different hours. Still, some say confusion is inevitable.
You're advertising this as a medical facility. This is urgent care. All of that's advertised up front.
Lauren Jones sits on both the Alaska Marijuana Control Board and the Juno Assembly.
And then you have this marijuana business in the back, in which it'll be probably minimally advertised, minimal signs, but people will still connect that medical practice to the marijuana.
Despite his reservations, Jones voted to approve the doctor's marijuana permits. He said there wasn't any legal reason not to.
We have setbacks from churches, schools, correctional facilities, daycare if you want. We don't have any rules about setbacks away from medical facilities or doctor's offices.
Dr. Perez declined to be interviewed. So did his business manager, who said it would be premature to talk ahead of the business opening. This won't be the first Alaska doctor going into the marijuana business, but the arrangement is unique. In Alaska, the regulated sale of marijuana is legal, but retailers cannot make medical claims about their product. Medical marijuana can be grown and supplied to patients as long as no money changes hands.
There is no medical market from a standpoint of anybody that can grow it or dispense it and then sell it to a patient. That market does not exist.
Dr. Matthew Peterson is a practicing physician in Wasilla who also owns a marijuana business. Doctors are protected under the First Amendment to recommend pot to their patients. But if they're also licensed to sell it, that's where medical ethics make it tricky.
You know, the advice that I was given was, because I'm in the industry and I'm also a medical professional, that it would be a conflict of interest to put myself in a position where I'm recommending medical marijuana. And so if I have a patient that's wanting to do this, I would not be the one that is making that recommendation.
Then there's the feds. The possession and sale of marijuana remains illegal under federal law, and it's the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration that issues licenses to the nation's doctors to prescribe drugs. So doctors have to tread carefully.
Our DEA registration is the license that allows us to prescribe controlled substances. So as a physician, if you cannot prescribe controlled substances, then it kind of limits your medical practice. So I don't put myself in that conflict of interest.
What does Alaska's mainstream medical establishment think about physicians profiting off pot? Hard to say. Both the head of the Alaska State Medical Association and the state's chief medical officer declined to comment. But the state's marijuana industry is pleased that more doctors are entering the business.
I think it's great. I think, of course, he's going to need to maintain a strong wall between the two businesses, which I'm sure he will.
Lacey Wilcox sits on the Alaska Marijuana Industry Association's board. She also has a marijuana business in Juneau. She's glad more doctors are endorsing pot.
We're not, of course, permitted to talk about therapeutic benefits in Alaska. But there's a benefit, and if he sees it, and he sees it enough to enter into the business arena, then I think it's a great evolution for our industry.
It's likely Dr. Perez's combined clinic and pot shop will be scrutinized when it opens later this spring. The Marijuana Control Office's field agents have already cited businesses that claim cannabis is medicine. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.